Haig, a ranking globalist member of the Council on Foreign Relations, was Nixon's chief of staff from 1973 to 1974. It was Haig who finally advised Nixon to resign. Haig was also NATO commander from 1975 to 1979. Was it sheer coincidence that Hinckley's brother had scheduled dinner with Bush's son Neil the very night Reagan was shot, or that Hinckley's father, a Texas oil man, and George H.W. Bush were longtime friends? It should also be noted that Bush's name, including his then little publicized nickname Poppy, which has caused many to wonder if this referred to his parenthood or the narcotic plant, address, and phone number were found in the personal notebook of oil geologist George de Morenschildt, the last known close friend of Lee Harvey Oswald. Many researchers view these seemingly small, unconnected, and little reported details as being beyond coincidence. Some saw Hinckley's action as an attempt to bring Bush to power 8 years before he was elected president. "This, I believe, was a coup," stated assassination researcher John Judge, co-founder of the Coalition on Political Assassinations, COPA. In a 2000 interview, Judge stated his belief that loyalists won the concession that Reagan will be allowed to stay alive, but Bush would come into power, and at that point, Haig emerged from the Situation Room to the press and said his famous quote, "Gentlemen, I am in charge here until the Vice President returns." This meant two things. Number one, that they were going extra-constitutional, beyond the 25th Amendment, a military takeover. And number two, Haig in this office of preparedness prior to Bush, and basically, he's taking charge. The press was questioning, what does this mean? What they don't understand is that all that constitutional stuff is pushed aside once they declare national emergencies. Then they go into FEMA, and they have whole other orders of succession that have to do more with the military and the Pentagon than with any of the civilian sector. Constitutionally, the next in line in the order of succession is the Vice President, then the Speaker of the House, then the Senate President pro tempore, then the Secretary of State. Vice President George H.W. Bush was flying from Texas at the time of Haig's proclamation. Hinckley was whisked off to Quantico Marine Base, then sent for psychiatric evaluation at Fort Butner, South Carolina, which Judge described as the first mind control experimentation prison in the country.